This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Happens to be a place where wise people tune in each week to harvest and consume health and wellness information. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to better health naturally. So glad you tuned in today, because we have a super healthy radio show ready to go for you. And there's going to be something here for each and every one of you to learn about your health, encouraging you strongly to become your own best doctor most of the time. We begin this hour with a discussion of laser eye surgery. And before I jump into this, I just have to tell you that it was very tempting years ago, as I started to notice my near vision, my far vision were starting to change. I think this probably happened I started to notice it in my late 20s or early 30s. Now, at that time, I had a couple of friends that were eye surgeons who performed radiokeratotomy and eventually laser surgery, LASIK. And I spoke to both of them, you know, on multiple occasions about patients and, you know, health-related problems they were having with vision. I was consulting with them. In fact, one of them was in his office. And I said, "So what's new?" And he said, "Oh, come with me. Let me tell you what's new." And sat down in one of his chairs that they are in their in-office operatories and said, "You know, laser surgery has really come a long ways. And I'd be happy to do it on you as a courtesy, because we're friends and you're a healthcare professional. So what do you think?" And I said, "Nah, I think I'm going to pass on this, any form of eye laser surgery, because I've noticed and observed patients who have gone through disasters with it. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who benefit by it as well." So here's the latest information. When laser surgery turns into life-altering disaster, and some of the warnings here can be graphic, so listener discretion is advised. Patients suffering from severe long-term issues after receiving laser eye surgery are speaking out finally, as doctors allege complications are more common than advertised. For example, Gloria McDonald from Florida. She committed suicide at age 60 after a botched eye surgery destroyed her life and left her in excruciating pain. The problems arose just weeks after her eye surgery, including eyes so dry they felt like they were in constant fire, and mites infestation in her eyelashes after they were fed on dead eye cells, skin cells, left behind as a result of that eye surgery. Laser surgery, laser eye surgery, also known as LASIK, is a vision corrective procedure which uses lasers to reshape the inner cornea of your eye. Roughly a 500,000 Americans have this surgery each and every year. A reported 1% of patients suffer severe complications, but many health experts warn this figure, and I would say also agree to that, is highly underreported. In reality, many experts believe that up to 30% of people who have laser eye surgery to try to correct their vision may suffer from some severe problem or some adverse outcome. Common negative effects include dry eyes, severe dry eyes, debris left in the eye, double vision, intense migraine headaches. And then here you have another person, Morris Wexler, who served as the Food and Drug Administration chief regulator for ophthalmologic devices, first warned against this procedure in 2008. We're talking about laser eye surgery. He oversaw the approval of this surgery in 1999, which was initially seen as a revolutionary treatment for eye in people who have vision problems. It's going to solve your distance problems. You won't have to squint. You won't have to use your glasses. You won't have to use contact lenses anymore. Just throw it all away. However, he claims, as a doctor himself and served under the Food and Drug Administration as the regulator of devices, however, he claims in 2019, the FDA did not listen to the testimonies or thousands of complaints made since, making it, complicit in some of the unfortunate deaths that occurred in people who had disastrous outcomes who ultimately committed suicide because they couldn't take it anymore. Now, during LASIK eye surgery, an eye surgeon will use a small blade or laser to cut a small hinged flap away in the front of the eye. The first night after her surgery, Gloria McConnell went outside, took a look at the moon and saw 8 fuzzy circles with halos around them. Gloria McDonald worked in a car dealership before her death. She had 2 LASIK procedures to fix her short-sightedness in 2019. Serious complications arose a few weeks after the surgery, including eyes so dry they were burning, couldn't tolerate it. And 4 years later, Ms. McConnell was barely able to leave her bed. She died by suicide at age 60. Her son said she left a note to her family in which she explained that the pain from the bungled or botched eye surgery, LASIK surgery, formed a part of her decision to end her life. You have another person, Abram Rutner, an electrician from Brooklyn, New York. He told CBS News that his life and vision were all destroyed as a result of laser eye surgery, LASIK specifically. He said, and I quote, "It's a devastation. I can't even explain it. The changes to his cornea brought on new, even more intolerable sets of problems that he suffered as a result of this LASIK eye surgery." Dr. Bosnick, who specializes in alternative correction for unusual eye problems, as well as corrective lenses for eyes damaged by LASIK, examined Mr. Rutner's eyes after the surgery and found that the procedure had wreaked havoc on his patient. Things would appear double, like double vision, around lights. He's seeing halos and starbursts. After a few months, these distortions, Mr. Rutner couldn't take it anymore. His eyes were making his work and driving next to impossible. Last year, and he eventually committed suicide. And then last year, you may have heard about this Michigan meteorologist, mother of 2, Jessica Starr, underwent what is called smile surgery, a similar but less invasive procedure to LASIK, in a Detroit office about a month later. The beloved local TV personality was dead. She had committed suicide after struggling to recover from her botched LASIK eye surgery, the operation. Now, folks, I could go on and on, with examples of people who have had eye surgery and they have been botched. And there's a lot of people who have had eye surgery, LASIKs, and other surgeries that have done well and are seeing better, and they think it's, you know, next best thing to sliced bread and the American pie and the flag. I mean, it's just the way they look at it. But is it worth the risk of going through eye surgery? And I've had many of my own patients ask me that, as I contemplated that very thing myself because of my vision concerns and vision challenges. And as I said, even though I had friends of mine who are eye surgeons who performed this very surgery, who offered it to me at no charge, I said no. And I said no because I didn't want to risk being blind, because that's also one of the risks, and having something go wrong. So if you ever have eye surgery, boy, you better do some investigation and think long and hard. I like to look at it as like going into a casino. Can you afford to lose all your money? Well, with eye surgery, can you afford to lose your vision? We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Some nutrients can be very difficult to absorb, which means they may not deliver optimal benefits. The GammaSorb delivery system, exclusively available from Terry Naturally, changes that. GammaSorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients and makes them more bioavailable and absorbable for increased effectiveness. GammaSorb has been shown to increase the absorption of certain fat-soluble dietary ingredients, in some cases by as much as 8 times. When you see the GammaSorb symbol, it means you're getting a supplement with a unique delivery system that is the key to amazing absorption. GammaSorb is paired with premium ingredients, including CoQ10, propolis, and berberine in exclusive Terry Naturally formulas. Try them today. Find the GammaSorb delivery system in Terry Naturally products at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com.
Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today, 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I am.
And Abby, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you so very much for tuning into the program. And remember, the extension of this radio show is my personal website where you can stay apprised of all the latest, greatest news in health and wellness at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Also, if you want to get a hint also of what we're going to be talking about before the show ever starts airing, you can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bob Martin, at Dr. Bob Martin. And therefore, if there's an important topic you want to remind yourself not to miss, you'll be able to do so and be able to tune in and hear all about it. We're going to introduce you to a special guest very shortly here, so stand by. But I just wanted to finish this final comment on eye surgery and having elective eye surgery. Eye surgeries that are, well, they're your choice. It's not like an emergency or anything. You just do it because you're trying to improve your vision and hopefully improve the quality of your life. But things can go very wrong. And I didn't mean to pick on LASIK eye surgery or smile surgery or radiokeratotomy, the things I spoke about. But it is a roll of the dice. And cataract surgery is in the same category. In fact, I just came back from a conference about a month ago, and I ran into a friend of mine who's a pharmacist, nutritionist, and I walked up to him, and I knew something right away was wrong because I noticed his left eye was just watering, and it just looked not right. And I asked him, I said, well, are you all right? And he said, well, not really. I had cataract surgery, and things went very, very wrong, and now I'm blind in that eye. I said, oh, it's so tragic. I'm so sorry to hear that. Did you have any vision in that eye prior to the surgery? Yes, I had vision. It's just it was cloudy, and I wanted to improve it. And so I went and had eye surgery, and unfortunately there was a problem during the surgery. He's not the first one I've talked to. I've talked to so many people like this. In fact, I've spoken to my older sister who, without even calling her little brother, went off and had years ago cataract surgery, which was botched, and she too had a major complication. So I guess the takeaway with any surgical process is be prepared. Don't let somebody soft pedal you the possibility that it's one in a million. So not to worry. Well, you don't need to worry unless it happens to you. That's when you start worrying, when you're blind as a bat as a result of a surgery that you may not have benefited by. A lot of people do benefit, but there are plenty of people who have adverse responses, a lot more than what's reported. So just be careful out there. All right, turning to another topic. And that topic has to do with, we're on it, COVID, and the potential of what happens in COVID. There's been a lot of information that's come out since the pandemic began in these COVID shots. Can't really call them vaccines because they're not vaccines in the truest sense of the word. I've spoken about that here on the show many times. But the topic of cancer is real, and we need to know more about it. When you consider 1 in 2 women and 1 in 3 men in the U.S. will develop cancer within their lifetime, that's real. Scientific research suggests about 70% of your lifetime risk of cancer is within your power to change it. Meaning, it doesn't have to be. So many times I remember people saying, yeah, my parents had it, I had it, so I'm going to get it. My grandparents had it, I'm going to get it. No, you have a lot more control than that if you know what you're doing and you know how to stay out of harm's way. And one of those harm's way has to do with receiving a COVID shot or even getting a COVID infection. Now, this topic has come up numbers of times on this radio show. So we've invited a guest to join us to discuss it. Her name is Dr. Levant, Dr. Miranda Levant. She's a graduate of National University of Health Sciences in Illinois. After receiving her doctorate of naturopathic medicine, she completed a residency in integrative oncology. Dr. Levant, along with a team of medical doctors and supportive healthcare providers at Brio Medical, specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of all forms of cancer at all stages. And she is joining us today to discuss the connection, the potential connection between COVID infection and cancer and COVID shots and cancer. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Dr. Miranda Labant. Good day to you, Dr. Labant.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. It's great to be here.
Thank you for joining us. I have been reading a lot about doctors that I respect and sort of follow, how they are now sounding the alert that there may be a potential connection between COVID infections and or a person receiving a COVID shot. Can you start off by commenting on that, please?
Yeah, well, whether we want to talk about it or not, right, the evidence is there, and cancer is really rarely a development of just one isolated event. What we're seeing, you know, based on trends now are increasing rates of cancer development, and we have to question, you know, is there a new oncogenic virus at play here, right? And with COVID, we are seeing that, and there is evidence there, whether it's through injection or infection. The sequelae from COVID-19 are really thought to trigger this low-grade inflammation by the immunomodulatory effects of whether someone has had the SARS-CoV-2 virus or received a vaccination or injection, if you will, right? This creates this chronic low-grade inflammation, which we know is a driver of oncogenesis, right? It upregulates all of these pro-inflammatory pathways, which we know can drive tumorigenesis or these specific inflammatory pathways.
Okay, so so people who are listening, they may not be familiar with the word sequelae. That means consequence, folks. Consequences of getting or doing something are X, fill in the blank. And so the message there, of course, has to do with if you receive or come in contact with a COVID infection, that may increase your risk down the road of cancer. The big C. If you receive a COVID injection, a COVID shot, that may also increase or render a consequence to you down the road of the development of cancer. Now, I am reading from doctors who are pathologists and other types of specialists that receiving a COVID shot, they believe, puts somebody at a much, much greater risk than a person who naturally acquires COVID through nasal aerosolized viruses floating through the air, and their immune system has a chance to ramp up and develop its antibodies against this infection. Do you agree with those experts who are out there today? And we've got to go to break very shortly here. Do you agree with them saying that the COVID shot, the artificially induced medicine that goes into the body through a hypodermic needle, is of a much greater risk to a person developing cancer down the road than it is acquiring the infection naturally?
I would absolutely agree with that. And we are seeing trends with that because of the proteins that are also in the mRNA vaccines are really kind of doubling this pro-inflammatory effect within the body, in addition to the development of the spike proteins, which we can further dive into, right? There's actual studies also looking at the mRNA vaccine actually suppressing P53, which is a tumor suppressor gene, and also upregulating other proteins and other specific genes associated with particular cancers like breast and ovarian.
All right, we'll come back to that in just a moment, Dr. Labant, if you will stand by. We're going to take a break, and we'll circle back to that. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, It's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936 for CanSee eye drops. 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice have done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay in touch with us always over at drbob.com for all the latest news. Also, the podcast library is there where if you miss a show or if you want to hear the show all over again, it's there. Later on in the program, we've got for you coming up the top 10 healthiest cities to live in here in the United States. You may want to know about that. You may be living in one of them, perhaps not. We'll find out. Also later in the program, this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall that you'll definitely want to know about, and the health mystery and a lot of news, and we'll take your phone calls, open calls on the topic of health a little bit later in the show. Well, thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. And one of the practitioners at Brio Medical happens to be with us on the telephone right now. Her name is Dr. Miranda Labant. And we're talking about the connection between COVID-19 infection and or COVID-19 shots and the risks of driving up cancer in individuals. And I know this is going to freak out a lot of people, but also I want to give out the phone number here for anybody wishing to seek out alternative holistic cancer treatment at Brio Medical. You may reach out to them toll free at 844-411-2746. 844-411-2746.
2746. Their website, briomedical.com. That's B-R-I-O medical.com. Back to our conversation with Dr. Levant. Before we took the break, Dr. Levant, you started to say there is a mechanism that occurs that doctors are starting to talk about now to explain the definite rise in cancer since the pandemic began. And many are arguing that those people who did not have initially an adverse response to taking a COVID shot, the initial COVID shot, maybe for the alpha strain that was there, and then subsequently perhaps took booster after booster, those people, many of the doctors that I follow, these are medical physicians, epidemiologists, these are experts in the field. They are seeing a tremendous uptick, and that includes oncologists that I've spoken to. They're seeing large upticks in cancer incidence, not only in the cancer patients that they were currently treating who were in remission, who came out of remission as a result of taking a COVID shot, but those people who took COVID shots and boosters developing cancers just out of nowhere. How do you address this without freaking people out thinking, wait a minute, you're kidding me. I thought I missed having an adverse reaction like having a blood clot or some of the other many adverse reactions we've heard about, but now you're warning that I may get cancer down the road. How do you address something like this, Dr. Levant?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, we were talking about whether injection or infection with COVID and the development of cancer. We really have the loss of these cellular caretakers and gatekeepers that lead to this genomic instability and potential proliferation of unhealthy cells. We also have this overarching theme of pro-inflammatory, right? So these pathways of inflammation, these cytokines that can drive these processes. But thankfully, there's a lot that we can do, right? And so if we kind of shift our attention to some more preventative therapies that are easy to implement, right? And so addressing cancer is a whole different, topic that we could talk about, if that were to be something a patient were to develop. But as far as talking about prevention, there's a lot of research talking about intermittent fasting, right, inducing autophagy that can really help to remove some of these spike proteins from the body. So that's something that easily can be implemented. The research is really looking at the ability of this intermittent fasting to help the body kind of clear these damaged and misfolded cells and these spike proteins. We talk about the use of ivermectin, not that I'm formally encouraging people, but there's a lot of really interesting evidence that ivermectin can actually dock the SARS-CoV-2 spike receptor binding domains, right? And so that's something that has been implemented, very, very well studied. There's also very simple things that people can take, like natokinase, these proteolytic enzymes that can help break down these extracellular spike proteins. But I think also working with a provider that's knowledgeable in this for prevention for patients, right?
Well, no doubt about it. If you're tuning into the show for the very first time, our special guest is Dr. Miranda Levant. She is one of the physicians at Brio Medical, a premier facility that deals with cancer patients in a integrative, oncological way where they use state-of-the-art, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies. And if you want to get a hold of them, you may do so beyond this radio show by calling their toll-free number at 844-411-2746, 844-411-BRIO, B-R-I-O, or BRIO, B-R-I-O, medical.com. Well, I should say that these oncologists, and I've spoken to several, are telling me that a number of their patients who were just doing fine, they were monitoring them, and suddenly they had a resurgence of their cancers because their primary care provider told them, yes, you must get a COVID shot. You are, especially because of the comorbidity, because of your history, you've got to get a COVID shot. You'll die if you don't. They did it, and now they have their cancers are coming back. Do you deal with that at Brio Medical, and how do you deal with people coming in who were in remission with a cancer and suddenly, as a result of a COVID injection, a COVID shot, now they've got their cancer back. Do you guys have a specific protocol that you can help people with there at Brio Medical?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are seeing those correlations. There's an interesting timeline that, I'm not seeing that's for sure within the literature, but just something that we're clinically seeing is typically within 2 to 6 months of either having a booster injection or a recurrence of a contracting the COVID virus, we are seeing these stable cases that are now having a recurrence, and we're seeing that quite a bit. And so a lot of the approach of what we do at Brio is not just targeting cancer cells. That's our main goal. But a lot of the therapies that we're utilizing are helping to improve the terrain of the body, helping to rebuild the immune system, and creating an inhospitable environment for these unhealthy cells. And so there's not one set protocol that we use. We're really tailoring treatment to all of our patients, creating a very individualized and intimate treatment environment. But that being said, the use of high dose of IV vitamin C, the use of hyperbaric oxygen, some of the other therapies I was mentioning about helping to kind of remove these spike proteins and help reset the healthy immunomodulatory effects mm-hmm. within the body.
Okay.
So, all that can be implemented as well.
All right. We're going to take another break, Dr. Levant, and come back with you. Please stand by. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
I just want to feel this moment. Oh, 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 oh. Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com.
All right, and I welcome you back to the program. Stick around because later in the show, you'll have your opportunity to call in with your open topic questions on the subject of health, any and all health questions. We'll address that. We've got a lot of ground to cover later on in the show. In fact, we're going to tell you why it's important to swap out cola drinks if you're a colaholic for a healthier alternative, especially if you want to reduce your early death risk by a whopping 25%. We'll tell you what the latest news is about that. These large soda manufacturers are peddling colored fizzy sugar water to consumers who are mostly unaware of the long-term health-damaging effects of cola. And I used to be a colaholic. I will fess up to it right away. Not anymore. In fact, if you like cola, and I still do, there are healthier alternatives that will keep you out of the crosshairs of those high risks. Dr. Miranda Labant is with us. She is one of the medical providers at Brio Medical, an alternative holistic cancer treatment center utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies. You can reach out to them for further information if you or somebody you know is struggling with cancer. Their toll-free number nationwide is 844-411-2746, 844-411-2746, or briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com. Now, Dr. Labant, I want to circle back to something that you alluded to earlier, having to do with the neutralization, potentially, of these spike proteins, which have a lifespan of forever once you take them in an artificial way at the end of a hypodermic needle. And how you mentioned that intermittent fasting helps with the neutralization of these spike proteins. And I know a lot of people are going to say, fasting? Me? No way. I can't. There's no way I'm going to go without food. Well, folks, listen, it may be as simple as just, not eating food for about 18 hours. There's now a lot of proof showing that we can have these short intervals of fasting day to day where you eat in a pocket of time, you know, the pocket of time that's outside of that 18 hours where your body has the opportunity to go in and recycle all the damaged tissue, tissue in the body, clean up the mess, in other words, on aisle 15, which we're all undergoing because we're human beings. Think of it like having all of these green garbage trucks flowing through your body, cleaning up all this cellular debris and inflammation, which can set off a whole host of problems, including the big C, and I do mean cancer. Well, if you take the stress away from your digestive system by removing, you know, the process of digestion over an 18-hour period of time, and most of the time we're like in that zone as we're sleeping, you just extend it a little bit, you'll have the opportunity to get into the place that she spoke about, which was that large word called autophagy, which is that process of your body recycling these systemic toxins and inflammatory elements that can take you down. Did I get that right, Dr. Labant? Did I explain that correctly to the audience?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's important to delineate that, you know, fasting means abstaining from eating. It's, you know, intermittent fasting and time-restricted eating aren't synonymous with starvation.
Right.
Right? And the literature really shows that at minimum, around a 13-hour window of fasting, right, which isn't all day. It's typically overnight for a lot of people.
Exactly.
And then the morning. And so you kind of open up this eating period. But really what the literature shows is that at minimum about 13 hours of food restriction is necessary to kind of induce the benefits of intermittent fasting and that autophagy.
Right. And beyond, you know, the intermittent fasting process of helping to neutralize, if you are one of these people who chose to have a COVID shot or chose to have subsequent boosters. Don't panic. It's already water under the bridge. You have to do something to protect yourself going forward. And it's one of the things that are part of maybe your self-care regimen to consider doing just that. You know, having that time that gives your body a chance to recover where you can recycle these toxins or poisons that are in the system, be it ones that you ingested through food, water, air, cosmetics. I mean, it's everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of these chemicals we come in contact with, and certainly there can be a burden or load that accumulates. It's never like, you know, just one exposure that gets you. It's over time. And this is why you see more and more cancer cases beginning in people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, because it just is one of those accumulative factors that as the immune system, as we all get older and the load gets larger and the accumulation of these toxins burden the system, something eventually breaks. Well, I'll tell you what, the COVID shot and the subsequent boosters have broken a lot of people in this very category, and we're seeing an uptick in new cancers in people who get COVID shots and old cancers that are coming back that were in remission in the same manner. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of Dr. LeVanda and the doctors over at Brio Medical, you can on their toll-free number, 844-411-2746, 844-411-2746, or briomedical.com. Dr. LeVant, thank you very much for joining us. Have a good rest of the day.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today, 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product.
why we tell them it's right. And go to Herbal Way, listen to Dr. Bob, tell it lies. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat and enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, I'm telling you how. Maybe life or believe that's the only way to go.
All right, welcome or welcome back to the program. Thank you very much for tuning in to the show today. You know, this whole topic of COVID shots and the potential connection between increasing one's risk of cancer from receiving a COVID shot or a COVID booster or boosters is real. In the beginning, when they rolled out the COVID shots initially, in the subsequent 6 months, I started to hear things from my daughter. My daughter is a registered nurse in a busy ICU department of a hospital. Now, she's got friends in that hospital, and a couple of them are oncologists, cancer specialists. And what they started to notice within their cancer patients who they were monitoring who were in remission, which meant that their cancer was not active, it wasn't spreading, it was under control, is shortly after receiving a COVID shot or COVID booster, their cancer took off, and it took off rapidly. And they were just absolutely frightened over the whole process, and are now many oncologists are seeing this all over the country. That doesn't mean every single cancer patient who got a COVID shot or a COVID booster is going to have the same reaction. But in this case, two oncologists in the same hospital noticing the same thing. And then beyond that, of course, I also have other friends all over the United States, same report. And now we're finding, of course, an uptick in cancer in general in healthy people who didn't have cancer before taking a COVID shot. And it doesn't mean it's a guarantee, just so you know. If you are sitting back hearing my voice right now, just because you got a COVID shot or a COVID boosters or somebody you care about or know, it doesn't guarantee they're going to get cancer. It's just that many doctors now, many experts are saying it increases your risk of cancer to get a COVID shot. There's compelling information on this. And what they are trying to do at Brio Medical is to counter that, to antidote it. And they have programs and protocols to do that. And beyond, you know, you can do it yourself if you want, using intermittent fasting and using things we've talked about here on this radio show. Pine extract, spruce extract, and there are all kinds of other botanicals, anise, and other botanicals that can neutralize spike proteins. Anyway, I want to thank again Dr. Miranda Levant for joining us. And if you want to reach out to her and the physicians over at Brio Medical with respect to integrative oncology, do so. 844-411-2746 or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com. All right, coming up, we've got another hour straight ahead. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.